a bit of a nightmare, Oisin. The draw last night meant that the draw for the third round couldn't be made, and that meant that clubs wouldn't have the requisite notice. They're entitled to 96-hour notice before a championship game, which means that the next round qualifiers can't be played this weekend as scheduled, and it has thrown the thing into a bit of disarray because the club hurling final is next weekend, and with Slagneil and Swat are both involved. It's creating serious problems in terms of trying to get the county final played in time, because the Derry champions are in the preliminary round of the Ulster Championship on the 18th of October, which means that the county board can't put the county final back any further than the 11th, really, and they don't have an awful pile of dates to enable them to play it before that at the minute.
Is midweek games an option for the Derry County Board, Cahir?
Midweek games is an option. A lot of our championship games will be played on across Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights. But the problem they have at the minute is because of the way the championship is running, Derry, and because of the permutations where teams that have already met can't play each other again until the semi-final, it means that the draw for each round can't be made until all the games are completed. And because those draws can't be made in time, it means that, again, the teams are not getting the requisite 4 days' notice for a game. And if any team decided that they had a man injured and they wanted to protest, they would be well within their rights, and the CCC wouldn't really have a leg to stand on and would be forced down an alley where they would have to move the games back again.
And I suppose another draw wouldn't help matters either, would it, Cahir?
Another draw would be an absolute disaster. I suppose the first draw was a bit of a disaster in the sense that, but I mean, this is the problem with the backdoor system in Derry, because the championship didn't start until the last weekend of July, and with the club hurling championship to play through the middle of it, you only really have 7 or 8 weekends on which you can play games, and one draw, one situation like this, throws the whole thing into chaos, and it leaves where there's either going to have to be rules broken or there's going to be a very, very tight schedule to get the thing finished.
Could you foresee the Ulster Council having to come into the situation with the fixtures of the Championship and maybe assist the Derry County Board in possibly deferring that first-round tie of the provincial club?
Well, it's not unheard of for that to happen. It is possible, but what you're going to end up with at some stage is a team playing with only a week between games, be it that the county final is moved back to the 18th of October and then Ulster is the 25th. It would mean that the winners of that game would then be out again the following weekend at the start of November. So the schedule is tight no matter what CCC or Ulster Council do. It's just unfortunate that they have been drawn in the preliminary round, because generally, ironically, Derry's championship is normally fairly tight and fairly on schedule. There's usually not an awful pile of delay in it, and the county final usually gets played off on the first weekend of October as planned, but just the way things have fallen and the back door and the tight schedule that it has been this year, with pushing the start of it back 3 weeks because Derry got to the third round of the qualifiers, it has just created massive problems, and the draw last night has really added to them. Whether Ulster Council can do much more than Derry CCC, it remains to be seen, but you couldn't rule out that game being moved either.
Ballaghy, Lavey, Kilray and Ballinascreen all reached the quarterfinals over the course of the last weekend. There'll be 8 other teams fighting it out in the qualifiers, but I think undoubtedly, Cahir, the game of the weekend was last night in Owen Beg, where the defending champion Slagneil scored very, very late to force a draw against Maharafelt.
Yes, it was a fantastic free from Paul Bradley from right on the 45-metre line. I was chatting a few of his teammates after the game, and they didn't know if they had the distance for it, and maybe didn't know himself when he stepped up to kick it, but it was a huge kick, the last kick of the game to rescue a draw. Slagneil just about maybe deserved a draw out of it, but they should have been out in normal time. Maharafelt missed 2 gilt edge chances in the last few minutes of normal time. Both times cleaned through and never got a score out of either chance. The keeper saved one, and Emmett McGuckin twisted another wide, and that got Slack Neil extra time, in which they had the goal chance Christopher Bradley had post. And I suppose Marvell were a bit fortunate in that, but if the Rosses don't want to play, they'll kick themselves for years.